let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Conservation Programs Manager at Memorial Park, Danny Milliken.
All right, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. This is Danny Milliken, and with me, the wonderful Joey Linderman from Enchanted Gardens.
Good morning, everybody.
Joey jumped in, slid in here as we normally do from the 7 o'clock hour to the 8 o'clock hour. Joey, what's been going on?
It's raining.
Yeah, it is.
But other than that, everything's good. Feels like wintertime out there finally.
Yes, that is true. It does feel cool. We had that cold snap that was a little too early to feel like winter.
Yeah.
It just felt freaky.
Yeah, that was kind of weird. I don't remember it getting that cold that early before.
No, nor do I. Nor do I. So Joey is one of our amazing experts that's on from time to time on Home Show Garden Pros. We always have an expert on in addition to me, who I have knowledge also. And our goal is to answer your gardening questions, 713-572-4610. We want to make you a better gardener and by talking to you, answering your questions, hearing what's on your mind, what your struggles are. That's how we do it, 713-572-4610. It's been raining outside.
You noticed.
How does it affect Enchanted Gardens when it rains like this?
It makes everything wet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's a few puddles. But
Because the water comes from above.
That's nice.
But
people still come out. We've got umbrellas for everybody
out there. Great.
So if you show up and you forget your umbrella, come on and wander around.
That's so nice.
People will still be out today. Still lots of Christmas trees available. And Santa's coming to the forest today.
What? Santa?
Yep. 10 to 2.
I love it when Santa comes. He's so generous with his time.
He is. We had a great turnout last weekend at Enchanted Gardens.
I'm going to ask you an honest question. Do you pay him to do those visits?
Do we pay him? No. Santa does this out of his heart.
I don't know. I don't know how he gets his money to do all those toys and stuff. I know there's magic involved, but
yes.
Sometimes magic and capitalism can mix.
They can.
Okay.
But no, we took donations like we're doing today for a local pet charity.
Oh, that is awesome.
So no need to pay for the photos, just whatever you feel like donating for the pictures. That's all you got to do.
Well, that's great. So this is Home Show Santa Pros. No, I'm just kidding. This is Home Show Garden Pros. We talk gardening. So we're sitting here with Joey Linderman from Enchanted Gardens, and there's kind of a sister nursery also called Enchanted Forest. Awesome place. So if you're west, kind of Cinco Ranchy, or south of Sugarland, kind of a Richmondy. Okay, south of Sugarlandy. They're great places to visit. If you find yourself in Tomball area, the Arbor Gate is an awesome place to visit. It's much more than a garden center and plant nursery. It's amazing. An inspired collection. They have unusual plants, artisan-created decorative pieces, and their array of items is incredible. Great place to Christmas gift. They have two different gift shop. One's real like kind of garden-y, so inventions, decorations, things like that. And the other one has home decor and actually a really cool food selection, so spices, local honey, things like that in that second one. Both are great places to shop. Again, you know that I think that garden centers are the best places to buy Christmas gifts because you have stuff that people don't have. You have unique items. So one unique item the Arbor Gate has a ton of, and that's proven roses. Everybody loves roses. A lot of people aren't very good at it when it comes to rose gardening. And a reason is they're using hybrid tea roses, and a lot of those really struggle in our humidity. Well, the Arbor Gate has been part of this kind of study to improve roses, and there's these roses, a group of roses called the Earth Kind Roses, and Arbor Gate helped develop them, and they have a great selection of them. Also, they have a great selection of veggies, herbs, and fruit trees. I love walking around citrus trees, big fan of citrus trees, and I love seeing a bunch of different varieties together. And, where the tree is grown, the actual grower it came from matters a lot, and the Arbor Gate uses a good grower when it comes to citrus. So they offer over 40 complimentary gardening classes a year. They really care about what we care about, and that's making you a better gardener. And just head on over there. Tons of how-to videos on their website, great articles. They got exceptional service and knowledge. I love walking around there because you just see their staff so kind of helpful and just asking people what they need, but doing it in such a non-pressure way, it's a great spot. So take an ordinary journey to an extraordinary place. Visit the Arbor Gate in Tomball. You can call them at 281-351-8851 or visit them online at thearborgate.com.
Nature's Way Resources has provided rich, fertile soils, mulch, compost, and organic supplies to avid gardeners for over 20 years. Now you can grab a bag of the famous leaf mold compost, native mulch, and other organic products in your own neighborhood. Find out where by visiting naturesway resources.com, then select retail stores. naturesway resources.com. Organic products for the safety of your children and pets. It's Nature's Way.
What's a pool? Water? A deck? Pumps? Or is it a gathering place for family and friends? To James Watts, a pool was that and more. That's why he started building them in 1961. Today, Watts Pools has earned the trust of customers and envy of neighbors across Texas with design and build quality worthy to wear the Watts family name. In fact, two generations later, you'll still find a Watts family member on every project, because it's not just a pool, it's a family tradition at WattsPools.com.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
Southwest Fertilizer. Quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955. Nelson Plant Food. Feed your plants. They're hungry.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now. 713-572-4610.
Home Show Garden Pros. Danny Milliken, Conservation Program Manager, sitting here with Joey Linderman, owner-operator, making it happen. How many trees do you think you've planted in your life?
More than I can count with my fingers and toes.
Would you, like 500?
More than that.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, way more than that. I mean, that's just – I asked that question. Sorry to stump you on that. Stump, tree joke. Okay. I'll leave the puns alive. Okay. Alone. But it's to just, you know, let you hear that Joey knows his stuff. He's planted a lot of trees. He knows what it takes to get it done. We're sitting with an expert. Ask him a question. 713-572-4610. He can help you out for sure. So I don't know if you were listening before. I'm assuming you were. Diane and I were talking about Christmas gifts.
Yep.
So she talked about a couple plants she loves. I've seen some things lately that I thought would be gifts. You got any gifts that you think are great gifts for folks?
I like statuary for gifts. You know, whatever your recipient is interested in.
That's awesome.
All sorts of concrete statuary, bird baths, things of that sort.
That's great.
There's so many different types nowadays: dog statues, cat statues, dragon statues, raccoons, armadillos, rabbits, everything you can think of.
What are popular? Roosters are popular now.
Roosters, yep.
I guess pigs.
It just depends who you ask, you know. But we have some really different things that you're like, I don't know who's going to buy this.
That's
awesome. But that one person is so happy
have
some off the wall.
You got
it. It's pretty cool. It's good to see that, you know, when they come out, you're like, oh, that is why we got that.
You got a King Charles Spaniel water fountain. Yeah. That's so great. I've been looking for these forever. I know you mentioned bird baths, and I think that's such a wonderful idea. So bird baths are great because they actually, you know, you can drink bees in them too. It's not just birds you're feeding, but they're lovely. But also, by watering birds, you'll get more songbirds in your area. You'll get more birds passing through. If you're trying to get hummingbirds or, you know, pollinator butterflies, having a bird bath will actually increase the number you see. So not only are they lovely, but that's a very practical gift as well.
And, you know, don't forget, birds need to take a bath also. Who wants a stinky bird in their yard?
I don't. Man,
I don't either.
You come in, woo, hey, buddy. You got some B.O., bird odor. You know, that's the bad thing. And then also, little known fact is that when it comes time and your tomatoes are struggling and you feel like you got a bird problem with your tomatoes, they're drinking your tomatoes. So they're knocking them off. They're pecking a little hole in the top. It fills with tomato juice. They drink that. fly away, come back, drink it a little bit more maybe. But if you got a bird bath and it's got fresh water in there, they're going to drink that water instead of your bird, instead of your tomatoes. So it's a great way to keep your tomatoes on your plant and not interrupted. That's great. I love that idea. Statuary, a bird bath's a great one. And they got bird baths that look different too, you know.
Yeah, yeah, some really cool ones, not just the plain old concrete ones like
That's awesome. One thing that I've been looking for years is and then if you folks out there got ideas for Christmas gifts or things you want to do or gardening questions, we're actually going to get into soil and lawn care in a little bit. So if you got questions on that, we're down with starting. 713-572-4610 is a way to keep my veggie seeds that's organized and looks good. You know what I mean? It's been really hard for me to like do that. So I found something that's it's a set of test tubes, but they're plastic and they got little screw tabs and labels on the side.
Right.
And it was to me, I was so happy to get it because I can put the seeds in the test tube, keeps them dry and safe. I can put it in my hand without getting the bag all dirty. You know how that happens?
Yeah.
And so I loved it, but I want to find one that's like good looking and gardeny. You know. So I don't know if you got any good seed storage, you know, apparatuses. Some people use fishing boxes.
Right. No, we use something similar to that for our, you know, the seeds we grow in our greenhouses.
Yeah.
Kind of the little flip-top plastic containers like that. I don't know if they're good looking. I mean, when I'm holding a handful of them,
yeah,
I think it's fairly good looking.
Yeah, because it's a lot easier to use. So a little test tube, they come with racks. So you get like a 12-vial test tube rack and get the plastic test tubes. Might be a fun gift for somebody. So you got any other good ideas on the gift front?
You know, bulbs always, you know, keep on giving back.
I think that's so smart because really it's kind of like giving food, but not giving food. You know, giving something that's like no fuss. They don't have to take care of it forever. You know, you can do it as a forcing kit or just the bulbs themselves.
Right. We also have a new thing called urban composters. Hmm. So you put your leftovers in this little tub. It's about as big as maybe a 5-gallon bucket. It's got a sealed, you know, tight lid on it, and it's got a spout to where as that stuff decomposes, you get your compost tea out of it.
Oh, wow.
They're pretty cool. It's called Urban Composter.
That's so cool. So it's kind of making an extract, and really that's stuff that comes off of compost. That's really good stuff. And, you know, when you're doing a compost pile, a lot of times you notice that what's happening underneath your pile in the soil is that soil has become, like, so rich. It's because that liquid you're talking about is kind of getting – that's so interesting.
Liquid gold. Close enough.
So is that a pretty big box?
Is it a pretty big – it's as big as about a 5-gallon bucket or so. So it's more of a, you know, personal thing. It's more for making the compost tea. You know, it's got a little spout on it.
I'm just thinking like, you know, under the tree sometimes, you know, it's kind of getting to where we don't do big boxes for adults anymore.
What?
I'm saying like kids get a bike and it's all wrapped up, you know, Santa brings in a play castle and it's this huge box.
Right,
but adults,
right.
You know, like we don't get big things, you know. It's like my wife gives me something big, she just throws a bow on it and she's like, hey,
tennis ball inside a giant box.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, it sounds like something you can put in a big box.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
A gift that keeps on giving. No doubt. So one great gift to me, and this is like, you know, actually I'm going to talk about Microlife is fertilizer makes a really great gift for a gardener because it's something that they need. They like having, right? But there's always a little bit of pang in buying fertilizer because you always need a little bit more. Microlife always has like cutting edge sort of newer products that maybe some gardeners in your household haven't heard of. One of the things that I think would be an awesome gift, and it's not smelly at all, is Humates Plus 004. It's a lot like compost, a lot like the liquid that Joey was just talking about. It is concentrated carbon and minerals, bam, right there in a bag or a little box thing. And so, man, talk about a great gift. Give somebody the gift of healthy soil, right? How cool. Another thing you can do is the MicroLife Multipurpose 624. And the cool thing about that is it comes in a 7-pound jar. And almost all of our co-op members refill those. So you get that, and maybe you can put a gift card on there from a co-op member saying, hey, you know, for one refill. So you've really given this kind of great gift. And the cool thing that MicroLife products do is they feed the soil. And we talk about it all the time, you know, you want a healthy plant, you got to have healthy roots. Well, how do you have healthy roots? You make sure your soil is thriving. And that's where MicroLife really gets interested. So not only do they make great gifts, solid kind of fertilizer gifts, they got a ton of wonderful liquid amendments. So a liquid amendment's a great way to kind of really fast track a solution. So you got a problem area, things like humates, humic acid, things like super seaweed, liquid fertilizer. Those are MicroLife products. They can really get that nutritional boost that your soil and plants need very quickly to the right place. So gravity will take that liquid down. MicroLife's awesome because it will not burn your plants. It's carefully crafted to be good for the soil, and it's safe to use around you, your children, and your pets. I recently did a foliar spray on my yard, very, very light foliar spray in St. Augustine grass. Really greened it up, really amazing. Pretty cool stuff. So look for MicroLife at your favorite Home Show Garden Pro location. They may not have all of them, but they may have something that's really good too. Check out their website that is really, you can see all their products and the places to buy this stuff. They got a lot of great stuff. Visit microlifefertilizer.com.
I love my trees, their shade, their beauty, but every fall, I waste time up a ladder cleaning tree muck out of my gutters. No more. I'm done mucking around. I called Gutter Professionals of Houston. They came out and got the muck out of here once and for all, because now their gutter covers work with my existing gutters, sweeping away the leaves and debris, leaving my gutters guaranteed mucking clear. And you know, they look great on my house. Don't be a demucker. Fix your eaves before the leaves. Call GutterProfessionalsofHouston.com.
That's another truckload of doors. The Door Clearance Center had to double their size to make room for more doors. If it hangs on a hinge, the Door Clearance Center has it. French doors, double doors, iron or steel, even doors with a Texas star. Interior doors from $10, steel Super Saver doors from $83, or gorgeous mahogany from $299. At the Door Clearance Center, you'll save 30 to 70% because we sell doors to stores nationwide and sell the rest to you direct. TheDoorClearanceCenter.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
713-572-4610. We want to hear your thoughts. Here with Joey Linderman, talking gardening, talking good stuff, talking fun, talking Christmas, talking Santa.
Talking all those things.
Yep. Also talking about what to do with your lawn right now.
Yep. One thing that we, you know, just talked about during the break was, you know, while all this rain is coming down, now is a good time to go outside and see where your low spots are and where those are trying to drain, because, you know, there might be water going out to your curb now.
Sure.
But in a few hours when it starts to, you know, settle down, you're going to have some low spots out there. But if you go out early enough, you can see where the natural drainage of your yard is wanting to go, and you can... That way you can be prepared to fix those spots in the future.
Man, that's such a great idea, is kind of using this rain event as a chance to see if you've got problem areas and if they're caused just by puddling. Because it's easy to speculate what's happening.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, that's all. So that's great. So right now, 38 minutes.
No, right now.
Right. And write this down. Take a little note. You can find out, you can see what's happening in your yard. You can actually get eyes on. A heavy rain event like this is great because you're actually going to get puddled water. The soil absorbs much as it can and the rest is just running off, but you can find out where you've got puddles and then find out if you need to deal with those puddles.
Right. Take a picture. That way, you know, in a few months, when you remember.
Yeah, that's right.
I know everybody's got stuff going on. Who wants to go out and work in the yard when there's water
standing?
Wet.
Yeah.
You know, but... You take a picture of that area, and then you know where to go and get a few bags of topsoil to raise that area.
Yeah, and it can be that simple, especially kind of if you have healthy grass and healthy soil. Just adding a little bit, the grass will grow in. You add a little bit more, the grass will grow in. That's a great word. That's a really great bit of advice. When I bought my property, the house and land I live on, two trees had just fallen because of Ike. And, you know, those – when a tree falls, Is someone around to hear it? No. It makes those bumps in the lawn, you know, because kind of raised up the soil. And then it changes so much over time because that root matter, that kind of beefy trunk root ball is getting decomposed by microbes. And so it's like it's always changing back in those pots. So I've had to take that approach where I, year after year, put a little bit down to really smooth it out.
Right.
Because, standing water in a lawn space can really do some damage.
Yeah, that's where, you know, brown patch is going to occur at some point. You know? So the less of those spots you have, the less problems you're going to have.
Yep. And if it's a shallow pool, you can probably solve that by increasing root depth, you know, by improving soil life, right? You don't just have to, like, put a drain in. So not all problems need a drain. So sometimes they just need a little healthier soil. Okay. Well, that's a great bit of advice. See, that's why we got Joey on here. He's a real pro. You know, he thinks about the problems that you need to think about before you thought about them. 713-572-4610. We're here to answer your questions. So Joey and I chatting, giving good advice, talking that stuff. I spent some time in my lawn this last week, just kind of walking around looking at it. You know, I see signs of going dormant, right? But I still have some green. So I decided to do kind of a seaweed spray, just a foliar treatment. And it did kind of green things up a little bit. So there's still plenty of sun to have a green lawn. You just got to make sure that you've got the nutrients in the space. And I was just kind of amazed at what that happens. So, and definitely the soil is amazing because it gets so soft and kind of like spongy and receptive this time of year. In the summer, it's like rock hard, really doesn't take nutrients very well, really water exchange is tough to do. But in the winter, right, it's so receptive.
Yeah, it's ready to take it all in for sure. You know, this time of year, the sun's not beating down on it and making it, you know, cake up and become, you know, rock hard, like you said. So, now's a good time for it.
Yeah, so if you're considering doing a mineral, if you want to do minerals in your yard, I would do them now.
Now's a good time for sure. Also, another thing that I just came up with is
nice.
Now's the time to turn off your sprinkler system. I don't see any reason for your sprinkler system to be on for
absolutely
at least the next 2 weeks. I mean, we probably got 6 inches of rain, I'm guessing. As cool as it is, the plants aren't using as much water. There's not as much evaporation this time of year. So I would shut your sprinkler system completely off for at least till after the first of the year.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's if it doesn't rain at all.
Yeah.
But more than likely till February.
Yeah, I'm of the school that unless you've got brand new grass, your sprinkler should have been off for the last, you know, 2 months already. And I'm with you, like, leave it off through February. We'll start getting some really hot days, and the days will start getting longer. To me, that's the kicker.
Yeah.
Right.
Plants are they can defend themselves better against being too dry than they can too wet.
That's absolutely right.
So it's kind of like,
man,
you can deal with only having one piece of pizza, but
right,
you can't deal with eating 17 pizzas.
Yeah, yep. My daughter had seven the other day. It was a lot. The most in her class. I was so proud of her. A Houston institution that I'm proud of also is Southwest Fertilizer. So this place, kind of Southwest Houston, just south of 59 on Renwick Street, so that's Fountain View, turns into Renwick, is this really cool shop that began in 1955 as a feed and tax store. So it's a place that when that was kind of a rural space still, people came to get food for their horses and cows and things like that. Well, they've still kind of remained that element. They have food for exotic animals, for horses. They have great dog food, actually. So if you're in that area and you need a place for dog food, they have an awesome variety of dog food there. It's an awesome place to get gifts, especially for those gardeners that are like real gardeners in your life, and you want to get them whatever the newest tool or a new tool they don't have, be it like an extending lopper or like extra good hand clippers that are top of the notch. Sheaths, you know, like say you got hand clippers, well, you put them in your pocket or your apron or whatever. They make really cool leather sheaths that you can put something in, and Southwest Fertilizer has a nice selection of things like that. They kind of have everything. That's what's so cool about the place, is they want to get you what you want. So they definitely have the best organic and synthetic fertilizers out there. They have Nelson Plant Foods. They got MicroLife. They got our favorites. They sell Nature's Way Resources. They got a lot of cool stuff there. So they also have a full mower shop in back. And so let's say that you're looking for a gift for your dad, you know, and he's been battling with this lawnmower that's been out of repair for, you know, 3 years. Well, take it in. You know, get a tune up, get the blade sharpened. Surprise, Dad, here's a mower that's going to cut your mowing in a third of the time. So really cool stuff. They definitely know their stuff. And they not only know a lot of information, but they're real friendly when it comes to helping you out. And speaking of happy, they're just happy to help you solve your problems in your lawn, in your garden, whatever. So stop by and see Bob at Southwest Fertilizer. It's worth a trip. Really cool spot. That is southwestfertilizer.com.
Get growing at Warren Southern Gardens. Whether you're a garden newbie or ninja, Warren's helps you succeed without ever making you feel stupid. From seed and soil to plants and products, Dean and Bernice and the whole crew at Warren's gets you growing because their roots run deep. Come wander Warren's Pathways, where it's always safe to set your inner gardener free. Warren Southern Gardens, 1675 North Park Drive, Kingwood. Online at warrensoutherngardens.com.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want. Answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Nelson Water Gardens and Nursery. Katie's Full Service Nursery. The Arbor Gate. Take an ordinary journey to an extraordinary place. Warren Southern Gardens. Get you growing because their roots run deep.
Connect with all six Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 713-572-4610.
This is Home Show Garden Pros. Danny Milliken here, sitting with Joey Linderman.
Hello, glad to be here.
Our professional garden pro for the day, answering your garden questions, giving you gardening advice. Again, 713-572-4610. We're going to answer a couple garden questions now. Mike, you are on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question for Joey?
Yeah, my question is, I have some low spots. I hear you talking about low spots. I have a house that's on pier and beam, and then when the water runs off the roof, you know, right there at, on the side of the house, it kind of rolls into the in the bottom underneath my house. I'm working on my house, so I got the joist up. Anyway, I see puddles underneath my house, but I got St. Augustine grass around my house. So how do I build that up? Do I put sand to topsoil or topsoil and sand for the water could run out instead of in under my house?
Either way would be fine. You know, you could either, you would have to, you know, put a layer of sand or topsoil all under the house. B, you could build almost like a little levee, you know, starting just a foot or so under the house, and just so it doesn't drain that way. You know, push it, slope your beds away from the house, to where it will drain away. You, without seeing it, it's a little bit hard to tell, but you might have to put some sort of drain in there. Gutters would help if you don't have gutters already, and that way you can run the downspouts a little bit further out away from the house, so it has a little head start.
Hey, well, Mike, great question. I would say that that's a really good question for Tom Tynan. You know, being kind of a house-related question, there may be some, you know, method or something that he knows how to do with that. I'm with Joey. It seems like that potentially that you've got water puddling on your house and you just need to get material under there. But does that affect the foundation? I don't really know. Tom would know, though. So same number, 713-572-4610. And he's a fun guy. I'll leave a note for him to address that during his show. Because I'm sure a lot of people with Pier and Beam are dealing with that right now. We're all dealing with lots of water. And so thanks so much, Mike, for the question. 713-572-4610. Steve, you are on Home Show Garden Pros. You got a question for Joey?
Yes. I have a grapefruit tree that's probably about 25, 26 years old. Just wondered how long it will produce.
That is a fine question. Unfortunately, I forgot my crystal ball at home. But nice. I can give you a good guess. I mean, that's a pretty good age for a grapefruit tree.
Very
I would
good
say.
Age.
You know, the main thing is I think it will produce as long as it's healthy. So, you know, you need to be careful not to, you know, let anything happen to it that'll stress it out You know, when plants get stressed, they're more susceptible to insects and diseases. Just like people, when you don't get enough rest, you're more likely to get a cold or whatever you might get. So, you know, be cautious of standing water in the area to where they don't get root rot. If we get some extreme droughts, you know, give it some additional water. It being that old, it's plenty established, and it should be able to take care of itself. So I wouldn't, if we don't get rain for like 2 weeks, I wouldn't worry about it. But, you know, sometimes in the summer, you know, if we don't get rain for 6 weeks, then you would want to give it some water. Look out for common insects on citrus, like leaf miners, things of that sort. But as long as you keep it healthy, I'd say it should keep on doing what it's doing.
Steve, I think...
It's a very big tree. It's probably at least 25 feet tall.
Wow. That's awesome.
And it has produced up to 2 pickup loads off the one tree.
That is incredible. Man, well, I think you're a lucky man for having that big old baby. I think 25 years is around the approximated time that it would stop, really actually the high end of the range where it would stop producing. So, dude, if it's going to keep producing, just, you know, be thankful for everything you get from here on out, because you got an awesome grapefruit tree. What kind is it? Do you remember?
It's what we always call it, a Texas Red Star. We started it from seed.
Oh, that's so cool.
Our neighbor across the street started it. He put one in his backyard, gave us one. We put it in the front yard, not knowing how big it would get.
Nice.
So it takes up the whole front yard. But we have been picking on it for, probably 18 years or so.
Dude, that is so cool.
And it is the best tasting. It would take us all day to pick it.
Well, I got to tell you, I may need to get some grafted branches from that tree. Sounds like if you grew it from seed, you have a unnamed variety. And so you can call it whatever you want. You know, you and your buddy need to figure that out. But, I would love to get some branches and do some grafting on that thing, you don't mind. Maybe I can leave you on the line and get your contact info.
All right, sure.
Yeah, and I'll follow up and try to get some grafted branches from that mama.
Because it's full right now, and they're just now starting to turn pretty sweet. But I always like to leave it on there at least till January, but a lot of people come by and want one.
Absolutely. Hey, well, Steve, thanks so much for calling in. Great talking to you. And, way to go with that tree. That's so cool. So as you're dealing with trees and health and lawn and soil stuff, Joey mentioned some great things to take care of that grapefruit. And one of the things that we always want to pay attention to is the soil. So it could be your trees, your shrubs, your annuals, your lawn. They require year-round care, and that's where year-round organic lawn solutions comes in, is that they can solve pretty much any problem you've got with any plant, because it all relates to health. And, you know, healthy plant comes from a healthy soil. And so they focus on soil health. And Cliff, the owner there, really great dude. One of his passions is life is seeing a glorious green lawn. And that's what he wants to help people do. But he wants to help them do it in a safe way that's safe for their kids, their dogs, and frankly, for the drains and the rivers and the water down the road. He does that stuff. So year-round organic lawn solutions. Their main services are core aeration. They want to get air down on the soil. Applying fertilizer. They love the stuff that we love. Compost top dressing, so getting compost all over the space is a great way to get humic acids, minerals, and living entities in the soil. And they follow up with monthly treatments for problem solving. So they don't leave you alone. They're not coming, doing their thing, and getting out of there. They're helping you out sustainably. So year-round organic lawn solutions provides comprehensive lawn care for sustainable results. That could include insect damage, fungal damage, viral damage, whatever kind of damage you might have in your lawn, they can really help you overcome it. They also could potentially help you have significantly lower water bills. So it's saving money right there. So you hire them to save money. Pretty amazing. In addition to a better looking lawn, if you're having them affect your vegetables, better tasting vegetables, definitely better looking shrubs and flowers, and keeping things like his grapefruit tree going and thriving for year after year. So locally and operated, great company. Their number is 713-775-7224, 713-775-7224, and their website is yearroundhouston.com.
That looks fun.
I enjoy year-round.
Maybe why you and Dad started Nelson Water Gardens?
Hands in the dirt.
Things growing.
Changes you.
Ponds and water.
Changes your whole yard.
Creates a peaceful backyard getaway.
Anytime you want.
From a big pond.
To a pot garden.
Maybe a disappearing fountain.
We've been doing this 20 years.
Practically my whole life.
Nelson Water Gardens is a member of our family.
It's why folks say, this feels like home.
And find something worth taking home.
She's Anita.
He's Peter.
We're at NelsonWaterGardens.com.
You can find us.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
This is Home Show Garden Pros. This is Danny Milliken sitting with Joey Linderman. We are talking gardening, answering your questions. Got some good ones. We've talked about lawns, grapefruits, foundation water, drainage problems, and we're going to keep on answering your gardening questions. 713-572-4610. Sebastian, welcome to Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi there.
Hey.
Good morning. So I have a question for Joey.
Nice.
I have a mother-in-law coming into town soon, and I was just wondering what you'd recommend to put down as far as color in my yard.
How difficult is she to impress?
Hopefully she's not listening.
She enjoys plants, so I think anything you'd suggest would probably be good.
You know, the most common thing this time of year, easiest thing for somebody that is just trying to impress their mother-in-law and do something simple and foolproof is going to be pansies.
Yeah.
You know, top winter annuals are pansies, violas, snapdragons, I'd say. I'll list some. You know, you can do – it's easy to do just one solid color, or you can do a mix of those three or four different things. But in my opinion – a solid color makes a bigger impact from a distance. Say you got 10 people standing across the street all wearing yellow shirts. You're going to see them. There's 10 people wearing all different color shirts. They kind of...
Yeah, who are they?
Who are they? That's right. But yeah, I would look for pansies. I mean, pansies, you don't have to protect them in the wintertime. If it gets cold again, you're not going to have to cover them at all. And they're loving this cool weather right now.
Absolutely. And they put on a ton of flowers. You can really make a visual impact very quickly with them. It's possible to deadhead them, but it's not necessary. They'll keep blooming, and then you can kind of really easy to keep feeding with Nelson Plant Food Color Star, too. So I'm with him. That was my first thought, is a big bank of pansies.
Yeah, and don't forget the Color Star. Color Star is, like, made for pansies.
Yeah, really great stuff.
If
you want to, you know, impress her with how much money you spend on your plants, Cyclamen's a great one, too.
Yeah, Cyclamen, there's nothing like them. They're beautiful, but they're a little more expensive.
They're bright.
Yeah.
They catch the eye big time.
Yeah, red and white Cyclamen for Christmas, nothing like it,
for sure. So, two options. You can go check them out. What part of town are you in, Sebastian?
I'm in Richmond at the moment.
Okay, well, you can swing over to one of the Enchanted Spaces and see what they got. They got a bunch of great annuals there, so.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, man.
Thanks for calling.
713-572-4610. I love that. You know, it's so true that people are doing winter Christmas, because family's coming over. They want it to look really great. You know, how do they do that? How do they add that pop right away? And I think you nailed it. Like pansies, you can get a big old bank of bright flowers there.
Big ol'.
O-L-E apostrophe. Not ole, I guess. Not, I didn't say big ole. But yeah, no, that's a great word. That's a really great word.
Yeah, I've never planted pansies in my beds until this year. I've always planted something else.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what? Did pansies, made it simple, and they're awesome.
Well, you can get the scissors out or pinch out. Little kids can do it where they just, you know, you deadhead them, and you'll keep getting a lot of flowers for a really long time. So 713-572-4610. This is Home Show Garden Pros.
Native plants, hardy, suited to our climate. Find them in the Heights at Buchanan's Native Plants. Devoted to Texas native plants and organic gardening for over 30 years. Perennials, annuals, herbs, vegetables, trees, shrubs, and roses, they're all waiting at Buchanan's, along with houseplants, succulents, and cacti. Plus, Buchanan's bungalow features one-of-a-kind gifts and home decor. Find your way to Buchanan's, 611 11th Street, online at buchanansplants.com.
Give your home a like-new look with Texas Tough James Hardy Siding, because round here, no wood is good. Call me, Vicki, at Home Exterior Systems. We're a certified home show pro at 281-407-0880 for Hardy Siding. Engineered to resist humidity and moisture, it lasts longer, holds paint better, and in the hands of our James Hardy Elite Preferred Experts at Home Exterior Systems, it gives your home a like-new look. Call 281-407-0880. 281-407-0880. Home Exterior Systems.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
MicroLife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Nature's Way Resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now. 713-572-4610.
Couple of garden pros sitting here. Joey Linderman.
Hello, everybody.
From Enchanted Gardens. Danny Milliken from Home Show Garden Bros. Here, talking gardening, talking plants. We're going to kind of talk a little bit about freshening up. You know, you want to do a freshen up. It's kind of, you know, it's the 8th, right? December 8th today, 17 days away from Christmas Day. Yes, it rained a lot last night, but it's not going to rain that much more. Today's a pretty good day to get out in your flower beds. Tomorrow, next weekend, good times to do it. You got family coming in. You want to make an impression. Annual color is the way to do it.
Yep. Lots of nice, bright things. You know, you look out in the wintertime and everything's starting to go dormant, you know? So, yeah, you need some something to brighten it up. And, you know, even if it's too wet to work in the beds today, you can always redo the pots. It's a good time to redo your pots.
That's right. And, you know, there's a lot of easy ways to do that. I mean, you guys have your potting station where people can build their own with good advice. Other co-op members have potting stations where they'll plant or design a pot for people or refresh one or whatever. But, also, I mean, there's a lot of things to do besides just pansies. I mean, there's a ton of herbs. I love kind of landscaping with herbs, especially ones that travel sideways.
Yeah, a lot of them have different colors, different textures.
Yeah. There's a – so, you know, it's like while you're cooking dinner and, you know, your mother-in-law's there and she's like, hey, can I get some rosemary? Or let's say, can I get some oregano? And you're like, yeah, in the front landscape, go clip some. And they're going to be very impressed with that. So you do a group of like four or five, maybe five, and you'll have a nice little group. It'll look nice. It'll grow together as one big mound eventually. So kind of a cool thing to do.
Yep. Make sure and wash it off real good in case the dog peed on it, though.
Yes. Always wash off that stuff just in case because you never know. Maybe not your dog, a neighbor dog. We don't know your situation. Maybe you have four or five dogs, a cat. We don't know.
Or your neighbor, for that matter.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah, no. I saw some crazy game cam footage from a friend's party, and all these people were – they were in this game cam with deer. It was so weird. Anyway, enough about – this isn't a home show game cam pros. Okay, so – but one thing you need to make sure you want to do is not just planting new plants, but you do want to feed them so they stay pretty. And you want to make sure you mulch it. So if you do anything, don't you kind of think that adding mulch, nice new mulch to your space is good, what it's going to give it at least like a clean look?
Yeah, it evens everything out, gets rid of the lumpy soil, the mismatched colors of, you know, different soils when you add them. So it just makes everything look consistent and like you've been working on it.
Yeah, and if you haven't done a planting, it can, you know, kind of cover the ground and give it that uniform look. Also, using things like native hardwood mulch will really actually help keep your plant safe when it does freeze eventually, because that is, you know, that threat is coming. Most forecasts are giving us a pretty brutal winter, but we don't know, you know. If it freezes or not, mulching is a great thing to do for the soil. It actually really increases soil movement. The soil microbes love it. They grow, they spread, they go deeper and wider. It keeps water in the area, so you definitely don't have to water anything if you're putting mulch down. But definitely it can raise in the area where you just have mulch and no grass over it by, I think, 3 degrees just by doing mulch. So that can be a pretty big difference between you losing a plant or not, especially in the first foot or so of soil. So
yeah, definitely.
That's to me, mulching is a great thing to do right now. It's not too dependent on the weather either. You can mulch on top of pretty sopping soil. But, man, a lot of cool flowers out there. One thing that's really can be really impressive and can give a show look really unique is the cabbages, those like flower ornamental cabbages. And there's a few different types of those. So a big bank of those is going to look real good. Just thinking what family's coming in, people are going to throw something out there real quick. You know, what's the thing to do?
Right. Well, yeah, lots of different, like I said, different colors, different textures. Foliage, things like the ornamental cabbage and kale is always good.
Yeah.
You don't have to wait on them to bloom. You don't have to deadhead them. They're always colorful.
Right.
And they take up a good chunk of space, too.
Yeah. And, you know, if you've got... Get out there, see what your space is like. Make sure you're not putting sun annuals in a shady spot. But any of our co-op members can definitely help you out with that last second, I got to take care of it sort of thing. So, you know, that includes, you know, heading over to Enchanted Gardens and Enchanted Nursery if you're out west or, you know, southwest and ish, you know, I guess both southwest.
Yeah, Enchanted Gardens near Fulshear, Cinco Ranch, Katy area, and also Richmond, of course. And then Enchanted Forest is near Sugar Land, also Richmond, Rosenberg, and then Greatwood, you know, First Colony, that area.
Gotcha. So if you're out there, hit up the Enchanted Nurseries. If you find yourself up northwest, so up 249, just past Soweta, Plants for All Seasons is right there. This is also a great place to go. Holiday festivities. They're also going to have a place you can refresh your pots. So you can really get those refreshed, make sure that you have good-looking plants inside for when family comes over. Also, it's just going to kind of remove stress from the house by having those indoor plants. It's kind of – research has proven that it does slightly clean air quality, but really what it does is it helps us relax. Just having plants nearby helps us kind of – find a pace, breathe a little bit better. And if you're gardening in this winter, you can reduce stress a lot and improve your hormone levels by gardening. There's actually bacteria that will help affect that positively. So get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. They can help you out with all the bedding plants you need, all those pansies and alyssum and cabbages, all those annual plants that we're talking about. They do have a great herb selection, and you get do that herb bank we just discussed. Their plants are great, and not just of the annual variety or the herb variety, but they have a bunch of great perennials, a bunch of great trees and shrubs. They have a really good shade tree selection, which if you go to a lot of like less good nurseries over town, you won't find a very good tree selection. It's one thing to be proud of for Plants for All Seasons. They do have those great trees. They got a bunch of pottery, great selection of soils and mulch, a bunch of stuff. They do have a bunch of gifts and decor. You know, vegetable seeds is actually this a really great stocking stuffer for adults or teens or kids that like gardening. And they have a great seed wall. You walk right in their front door. To the left, there's a huge seed wall. It's a great place. They offer gardening classes. They have a bunch of cool ones. You want to check their website out for really what's there. Their family really cares. It's been family owned and operated since 1973. Their staff can really help you out. You can almost always talk to a family member when you're there, which is pretty cool. So get over there and get your green on, Plants for All Seasons. It's up State Highway 249, right past Luetta, and that's plantsforallseasons.com.
At Southwest Fertilizer, we've been helping Houston gardeners like you raise healthier vegetables and flowers since 1955. Hi, Bob Patterson at Southwest Fertilizer. From plants to soils, fertilizers to gardening tools, you'll find a bigger selection of organic and synthetic products for every budget. All your lawn and garden needs in one stop. And we'll even load it all into your car or truck. Come see us. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick. It's worth the trip. SouthwestFertilizer.com.
Do-it-yourself painting seems easy to you. Head to the store. Pick a color. Buy paint, brushes, rollers, drop cloths, mix paint, borrow ladder, back to store, forgot a roller, pen, tape, and turpentine. Or you could call Tom Tynan's Painting Home Show Pro, Rudy's Quality Painting. Rudy's pros even fix spots that need fixing, leaving you time to take it easy. Running errands, cheering on kids, school sports, school plays and projects, dentists and doctors. At least Rudy's makes one thing easier. Rudy'sQualityPainting.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
This is Danny Milliken, the host of Home Show Garden Pros, sitting here with Joey Linderman, one of our experts, one of our super stud garden professionals. 2 weeks in a row, you know.
2 weeks in a row.
Nailed it both weeks. Way to go, Joey.
Thank you.
Got a few more minutes, and then we got Tom Tynan coming on. Fun times. What are you doing right now in your garden, in your house?
you know, a little bit of vegetable gardening still.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot. You know, my lawn is Bermuda, so it's totally dormant now. It, you know, right. really thrives on the heat, and there hadn't been that much of it. So, yeah, it's, you know, I noticed the other day that the lawn is not taking up any water. So, you know, during this time of year, it kind of stays wet in some areas,
yeah.
like we were talking about earlier. And my wife is always on me to go and fix those low areas.
Right.
Hadn't gotten around to it yet.
Well, you know, it's tough. We're tough
I
to find the
that.
Time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I should be doing that. Did you say what am I doing or what should I be doing?
I said what are you. Well, I guess maybe you've made a plan.
A plan.
Yeah,
That's the one. That's what I made.
Yep, you made a plan.
It was hard work doing it too.
Yeah, but you did it.
Yep,
you did it. I have a couple of beds still to clean out and replant with veggies, and I'm well past seeds except for like lettuce, and maybe radishes. But I just need to get out there and do that. Got a couple beds that are maybe 4 inches short from the top, and I can still grow in them. But I sure would like to fill those up also.
Yep, so now's the time.
Yep, now's the time. Again, it's a definite should situation.
Yeah, I have been tying garland around our front door.
Oh, see?
Hanging fresh reeds.
Fresh reeds are so underrated. I feel like they're for people who use them, love them. But people just don't know yet, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good feeling to have a fresh wreath rather than, you know, the plastic ones.
Absolutely.
To me,
yeah,
you know, everybody... Do what makes you happy.
You be you out there in Radio Land, but Joey's going to be him.
I will.
No, they're great. They smell good. They stay fresh. They're lovely. And you can rebuild them. If you're a crafty person, you should definitely be into fresh reeds because you can always take out those branches and then put new ones in of whatever you want. It can be a holly shrub, a camellia branch.
Yep, good idea. And you know what else? After Christmas, you don't have to store them.
That's right. That's right. Oh, what's up? Cedar makes a really great wreath filler, just like the big tree that grows. Your neighbor's got one somewhere. You know, it makes a great plant to just get in there. And all you do is you stick them in and you make a circle and you keep sticking them in. Then you add some, you know, a bell on it or whatever. Boom. Got a beautiful live Christmas wreath. And really, all you did was steal your neighbor's branches.
You might want to ask them first.
That's a great advice. Ask your neighbor before you steal the branches or their citrus fruit. So sometimes they have too much, but, you know. You still got to ask.
Yeah. Some people are kind of greedy.
Is it stingy?
Stingy.
And greedy, too. There's both problems. I guess the root is the same thing.
One, the neighbor taking it could be the greedy one.
That's right.
And the one not giving it away is the stingy one.
Well, it's the holiday season. Let's all remember that we're in this together. It's the only earth we got and the only neighbors you got. So, you know, love on them. Ask them for their fruit before you take it. So, this has been Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Thanks a lot, Joey, for being here.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Absolutely. 713-572-4610.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan, on Home Show Radio, Saturdays and Sundays on Sports Radio 610.
And anytime you want.
And homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust, tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on,
always free.
homeshowradio.com. Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.
Well, everyone, thanks for tuning in to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We had a great time. Big thanks to Diane Bonowski from Warren Southern Gardens and Joey Leonard from Enchanted Gardens and Forest. Old Enchanted Nurseries, really. Next weekend, December 15th, we got Beverly from the Arbor Gate and Zach from Buchanan's Native Plants. We had a fun time. Talked about a bunch of different gardening subjects. Tis the season, also for Christmas-related things. But now the pleasure... Tom Tynan starts taking over. Tom, what is up?
Danny, you can come to my house and pick all the fruit you want. I've got satsumas, I've got mandarins, I've got Meyer lemons. I have 1 million kumquats.
That is nice. My family and I love kumquats.
Well, you come and bring a big, giant box, baby. You can have all you want.
Will do.
I can't eat them all.
No.
I thought I was going to get fruit all year long. I get fruit 1 week out of the year, and I have to eat 1,000 pieces of fruit in 1 week.
That's
it doesn't work that way.
Well, thank you so much for sharing. You're a generous person.
All right, Danny.
All right.
Thank you.
Tom Tynan's Home Show Radio starts now.
I'm a hard working man. Working man. Working man.